This is your Zim Minute from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube. Our top stories today, Thursday, January 2nd, 2014. Confusion surrounds the indigenization policy over business areas reserved for Black Zimbabweans as organizations such as Ufumi Kubatema begin to target businesses owned by Nigerians like Papa Shops. The Zimbabwean Embassy in Australia responds to allegations by former Ambassador Jacqueline Zwambila that she was undermined by embassy staff and feels threatened to go back to Zimbabwe, fearing for her life. The embassy says she is not being truthful. We look at the water situation in Bulawayo and the rest of the country. Most people in cities like Harare spend the holiday without running water. Those stories and more tonight at 7:30 from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And join us for Live Talk at 8:30 when we'll take your calls in a discussion about the indigenization policy inconsistencies.